Rollin from the Flag Center. Are you thinking about a new flagpole for Memorial Day or 4th of July? Well, now is a good time. Currently, our high-quality Titan telescoping poles are on sale at prices too low to advertise. These beautiful silver or dark bronze poles are backed by a lifetime warranty and wind rated at 95 miles per hour. The Flag Center, 2124 Hilltop Drive, since 1982.
Hi friends, Tobacco and Brew here with a new cigar of the humidor, La Aroma de Cuba Pasión. Straight from the estate of Don Pepin Garcia comes this excellently crafted cigar. Profound notes of nougat, leather, molasses, and cedar please the palate throughout. La Aroma de Cuba Pasión. Be sure to get yours today. Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
The following program is pre-recorded.
Brandon Tatum is a 7-year veteran of the Tucson Police Department. He's a YouTube sensation with over 2 million subscribers. He started Blexit with Candace Owens, and now he's tackling his biggest assignment yet. This is the Officer Tatum Show.
Welcome back to the Officer Tatum Show. I'm your guest host, Carl Jackson, sitting in for the Officer Tatum. My guest may be a little early. I'm not sure. Mike Macbeth, are you mic'd up now, or are you coming on at 7:30? All right, so anyway, we will have Mike Macbeth will be in studio. He is a former teammate of O.J. Simpson, so he'll be here to share some stories with us. We had him planned to come on at 7:30, but he may be joining us a little early. We will keep you up to date. We will keep you up to date with that. The number to call into the program is 844-900-7243. 844-900-7243 is the number to call into the program. And again, just real quickly, if I could just circle back, if you will, to what I was talking about last in the first hour. Even if you're not comfortable with firearms, you have to understand wherever there are more guns, wherever there are more law-abiding citizens carrying guns, there's less crime. That's a concept I didn't understand when I moved from Los Angeles. I moved to Orlando, Florida, and literally when I moved here it was in 93 when I initially moved to Florida. So it's been quite some time. I ended up moving back to Cali for a little bit, but initially when I came out here, went to high school for a couple of years or so. And, man, one of the things that absolutely terrified me, and I mean, I came from the hood, but and then I came here and I saw kids, literally teenagers, you know, with shotguns in the back of their trucks. And I was like, man, I'm not going to cause any problems here, because I was scared that I would get blown away. But the truth is, I didn't see crime like I saw in Los Angeles. And it fascinated me. And it was that element of, you know what, I'm not going to mess around and find out. And that's what happens when you have areas where law-abiding citizens can carry firearms legally. Whenever you look at these mass shooters, John Lott, author of More Guns, Less Crime, there's been several editions of that, has written about this extensively. He currently runs the Crime Research Institute. I believe it's called crimeresearchinstitute.org. But he talks about this. He talks about these mass shooters where overwhelmingly, virtually every case, they will say almost always to a shooter, and I think he said every mass shooter in modern history, they have specifically looked for gun-free zones. They have specifically avoided communities where concealed weapon carry was allowed, or where carrying period was allowed. They look for areas that are soft, so-called soft targets. And overwhelmingly, that is what's been in the manifestos of many of these mass shooters. And honestly, these people know that. The ATF knows that. Harris knows that. It's one of the reasons, too, I am so frustrated when Republicans don't abolish some of these agencies, because all they are workarounds around the Constitution, meaning they are set up to circumvent the will of the people. They are set up to circumvent you, the voter. It's supposed to be our Constitution is designed in such a way that we're supposed to be in charge. We're supposed to be in charge of our employees, which are the congressmen and women that are in Washington, D.C. But it doesn't work that way when you have these bureaucracies, whether it's the CDC, whether it's the ATF, whether it's the FBI, where there's this chasm that is put up between we the people and our politicians, where they can kind of implement these rules and regulations that we have to abide by, but we never had anything to say about it. And that's just absolutely wrong. And that's what Kamala Harris is doing here. And what concerns me about this is the left doesn't play. They don't play. That is a. It's like the Republican Party. Listen. They're all we have. All right. So we have to roll with who we have. But we also have to make sure that we keep them accountable, because I believe the Democrat Party, the partisans in the Democrat Party, I believe they're evil. I mean, I really do. I don't say that to be mean or nasty or try to get clear. I believe they're evil, but I believe the Republican Party overwhelmingly is weak. And so Democrats, when they say something, they mean it. Even when they lose elections, they win elections because they continue to fight. You get Republicans that are scared. You get Republicans scared on any one issue. They're like, back away, back away, back away. It's the craziest thing, where the left can adapt some of the most extreme positions, whatever they may be, whether it's on the Bill of Rights, Second Amendment, whether it's on the issue of babies being born, and they'll continue to advance them. And they'll call you the extremist. Meanwhile, we're backing away. And that's what they do. But they're completely, Kamala Harris is completely lying about this issue with guns. But you see me now, I feel like I'm on the defense because they lie, and we don't have Republicans that'll say, no, you're not going there. Or not enough of them, I should say. But it is a total falsehood. It is a complete and utter lie that there's a gun show loophole. It doesn't exist. What they're talking about is private sales, an individual. Say if I, for instance, wanted Sean McConnell, let's say he had a firearm. And I was like, man, that is a cool firearm. I would love to have that firearm. I can't afford a new firearm. Would you be willing to sell me yours? Yeah, sure. I'll sell you mine, but you know, I'm going to sell you mine. And I've sold a firearm before, you know, privately. And I've made sure, just for my own safety, you know what I mean? For my own record's sake, I wrote down the serial number, got the person's driver's license, you know, took a picture of that. I did all of that stuff to protect myself, but I was able to make that private, sale. I haven't done that, often to be honest, but I have done it before, in the past. But whenever you go to a gun show, you go into, you're ushered in, your firearm can't be loaded, you know, typically. So you're ushered in, there are police there, and then you can walk around and see what people have to offer. And all of the gun dealers there that will have their firearms there for sale, you can go and look and you can go buy. And guess what you have to do? They do a quick background check on you right there, and you can buy it right there on the spot. That's how it works. So it's a complete and utter lie that there's a gun show loophole. That doesn't exist. That is just a narrative. Harrison added that more items to her gun control checklist. She says, Joe Biden and I will continue to call on the U.S. Congress to have the courage to pass universal background checks. All right. And it's just a complete and utter lie. Red flag laws, assault weapons ban. There are no such thing as assault weapons. She's describing guns that look scary. She's trying to make them sound scary. That's all she's trying to do. By the way, Mike McBath is in studio, so we will bring him up in the second segment here. So you have that to look forward to. Former NFL teammate of O.J. Simpson. So we'll talk the gamut when it comes to O.J. Simpson. And if you want to call in and be a part of the show, and even if you want to ask Mike questions, I think Mike will be willing to ask questions. He's a fun guy. 844-900-7243, 844-900-7243 is the number to call in, and we'll get him mic'd up, get him ready for the second segment. Harrison, again, added these other items. Universal background checks. red flag laws. I don't like red flag laws. The reason I don't like red flag laws are for this simple reason. You're guilty until proven innocent. So someone could snitch on you, and I don't mean in a, I shouldn't use the word snitch, but someone could claim that you committed a crime or could claim without evidence, you know, hey, I'm concerned about this person for this reason, and then your guns or your firearms are automatically taken away, and you have to prove otherwise. That's not how our system works. That's not how it should work. I'm sorry. That is totally antithetical to the Constitution of the United States. You should be able to defend your life. One of the reasons why I can tell you I never want to move back to LA. Why would I move back to a city where I know there's more crime, but the gangsters and the criminals are allowed to have firearms, allowed to beat you up, but I'm not. I can't defend myself. I'm not out trying to kill a fellow, you know, another gang member or kill people for the sake of killing people. I'm not the one doing that. I just want to be able to protect mine. I want to be able to protect myself, protect my family, protect those that are around me. And God forbid there's another individual that's attacked. I want to be able to protect that person lawfully. But when you take away my right to do so, you're playing God. That's what Kamala Harris and Joe Biden are trying to do. They're trying to play God. They're saying, no, you don't have the right to defend your life unless we say so. See, they're putting a value on life. That's why I think life is important, whether you're talking about abortion, whether you're talking about 2A, whether you're talking about the nursery home. Life is important. If you diminish the issue of life, you've lost the Constitution. You've lost the essence of the Bill of Rights. That is very important. Life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. You water it down, you lose Western civilization. What made us so special is that we value life, even to the point that we're willing to allow people to be armed because we believe that is a God-given right, the ability to defend yourself from tyranny. Carl Jackson in for the Officer Tatum. We'll be back with Mike McBath.
We all know that aches and pains come with getting older, but it doesn't mean that you have to accept it. That's why I want to tell you about Leah from Ohio and her Relief Factor story. Leah was sitting on her couch in so much pain that she was literally in tears. That's when she decided to try Relief Factor. In just 8 days, she found relief, and she continued to get better and better. She says, I truly am amazed at this product. And like Leah, I was amazed at how well Relief Factor works. If you are living with aches and pains, see how Relief Factor, a daily drug-free supplement, can help you feel and live better every day. Developed by doctors, Relief Factor truly has helped so many people take back their lives. Relief Factor helps support your body's natural response to inflammation. So get started. Try the Relief Factor 3-Week Quick Start Kit. It's only $19.95 and comes with a feel better or your money back guarantee. Visit ReliefFactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF. That is 1-800-4-RELIEF.
It has been confirmed. Those brave Americans who are trying to preserve free speech continue to be censored, shadow banned, or silenced. Wealth Protection Research is on a mission to share the liberating ideas of some of America's brightest and most free thinkers, people like Jim Rickards and Porter Stansberry, whose ideas are putting financial control back in the hands of everyday people, helping them protect their money against a government that seems intent on destroying it. Text TRUTH to 76626 to find out more. As this election moves forward, we just released a report that reveals our three favorite ideas for protecting and growing your wealth during the 2024 election. These ideas are especially critical if you have an IRA or 401k. Text TRUTH to 76626. Discover ideas that are so simple and actionable they might save your retirement. Text TRUTH to 76626 now for your free report. That's TRUTH to 76626. Standard text and data rates may apply.
It's April, so you know what that means. Hot cars! And Cool April Nights is back, April 19th to the 28th. It's going to be bigger than ever. So mark your calendar for 10 days of classic car fun. This year has more show and shine, a drive-in movie, cornhole tournament with $1,000 in prizes, Don't forget to dust off your lawn chairs for the big cruise on Friday, April 26th. End the week by coming to the biggest show and shine of them all at the Civic Auditorium on Saturday, April 27th. There will be 2,000 classic cars on display, tons of great food, a variety of vendors, and lots of chances to win prizes at our annual Poker Walk or Raffle City. Get your tickets today at any of the 8 local Napa Auto Parts stores to avoid the line. Cool April Nights returns April 19th to the 28th, so mark your calendars. For a full schedule of events, go to CoolAprilNights.com. That's CoolAprilNights.com.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
Hi, it's Mark from Haven Humane Society. Are you looking to add to your family? We have puppies, kittens, small critters, and farm animals. Each year we have thousands of amazing animals looking for homes come into our lives, and we hope to have them join yours. Follow us on social media and find our links on our website, havenhumane.org. Watch our weekly content on YouTube, like our Mark's Monday Mashup, when we talk about what's going on and introduce you to our team and adoptable animals. Get involved. Volunteer. Thank you for all your continued support. Together, we are moving closer to our ultimate goal of a North State with no more homeless pets.
This is the Officer Tatum Show. 844-900-7243. That's 844-900-7243.
All right, welcome back to the Officer Tatum Show. You heard the man. The number to call in, 844-900-7243. I have a special treat for you. I believe it is ironic that one of the American adversaries, right here on TheAnswerOrlando.com. You can check out their show Monday through Friday, 5 to 7, Sunday, 5 to 8. One of the co-hosts of the American Adversaries happens to be a former Buffalo Bills NFL player and a former teammate and roommate of O.J. Simpson. His name is Mike McBath. Mike, welcome to the Officer Tatum Show.
Well, it's a pleasure being here. And, you know, like I said, I'm not sure this is the right reason for me to be here, but it is a case I think I can maybe throw out a little bit of enlightenment about O.J. You know, I was, just to give my background, I played with the Bills a little bit more than 5 years, and I was at Redskins a short time, then I played in the World League. And I also owned an arena football team at the very beginning. The reason I mention that, I've met many characters and many individuals that played in the NFL, you know, and other areas of professional football. So, you know, I think my experiences with O.J. were rather unique. And I'm going to tell two little stories to get off. These are light stories, but I think you might get a kick out of it because, remember, O.J. came to Buffalo in 1969. He was the number one draft choice in the NFL. He was a heavily heralded superstar from Southern Cal. You know, he was the ultimate dream to have on your team. So he gets picked by the Bills. He comes there. Well, a year later, his buddy Al Cowings was also from USC, Southern Cal. He ends up first-round draft choice, comes to Buffalo, and he was there. Actually, they drafted him to get rid of me.
No kidding.
It was really hilarious. But unfortunately, Al looked good, didn't quite play good. So they eventually moved them from my side over to the other side, and there was a guy named Ron McDowell. They trade him to the Redskins. Ron continues being a superstar, and then, you know, Al eventually got cut. But the point was, as a light story, back in the early 90s, arena football existed, and we had a team called the Predators. And we're playing up against the Detroit Drive up in Detroit. And in like any giant arena, we play in a basketball, ice hockey arena. You know, I'm sitting downstairs in the bar, and guess what happens? The bar's packed. Here comes the white Bronco, right?
No way.
Now, this place is packed, and I'm sitting there having a few shooters, a little bit of vodka, right? And so what happens is CNN's on there, and we know what geniuses they are. They're going like this. Well, we know OJ's there, but we don't know who's driving the car. So I just sort of a little obnoxiously, I yell out, you know, it's Al Cowings, right? And all these people think, this guy's a jerk, man, you know? So about 10 minutes go by, and CNN's, you know, we're doing our crack research, people. We're going to come up with the answer. And then they come back and they say, we still haven't found out who this is. And I stand up and I go, it's Al Cowings, okay? And everybody looks at me, you know, the place is packed. So finally, the third time they come back, and the guy says, well, you know, we've done a lot of research. It took us a lot of time. But the guy driving the Bronco is Al Cowings, right? The whole bar stares at me. I look back at everybody, and I said, for $100 a person, I'll tell your future. So it was rather a successful evening, to say the least.
That's pretty fun.
But I will tell you one other one, which you'll get a kick out of, just like in the history of is we were playing the New York Giants, and this is typical of how bad professional football was back in the late 60s, early 70s. Our bus breaks down, right, going to the stadium. So they put us in cabs. Well, I'm in the cab with O.J. and another fellow, wasn't Al Cowings, right? So we pull up the Yankee Stadium, and there's like a side entrance for the cab to go to get us into the stadium and everything. And I mean, it was just ridiculous how rinky-dink the whole thing was. So as the cab pulls up, there's police there. And I said, sir, you know, I'm one of the players in the Bills. And, you know, he's sort of like, I don't know. I said, well, look, the guy standing or sitting beside me is O.J. Simpson. Guy looks at me, he goes, yeah, I'm Richard Nixon too, pal. But it is a case that, you know, O.J. himself, I have to tell you, is because he came there, remember, in my second year as a rookie and the most heralded rookie probably at that point in the history of the NFL. And I don't think there was a bigger star than him, than maybe Joe Namath. You know, I don't know how you want to compare it. But the guy actually was a very congenial, and I know some people might not like what I have to say, but he was a heck of a nice guy. And he was a guy that, you know, really never had a bad word for anybody. He was 100%er. And the reason I say that, when you go into an NFL camp, you really get to know the personality of a person, because when you go in early July, it's, you know, 200 degrees, as hot as can be. You have fights, you know, among the players. Everybody's trying to make the team. And you actually see a pretty good insight to the personality of the character. And I still think of O.J. He never, you know, we'd always have fights as linemen and stuff. He never got into a fight. You know, he, anyway, he could avoid any type of physical contact. He did. And if you remember him as a runner, he was exceptional, but he was what I call, maybe this isn't the right word to use, a slasher, you know, in a sense you know, he would cut right, left. He would never run over you. He would avoid contact at all costs, and he was obviously very successful at that. He holds many of the records, you know, for yardage gained in the NFL, et cetera. But even his first year when he came into the camp, you know, the guy was a gentleman. He was nice. And over the years that I was with him, which was about 4.5 years, the guy was, you know, I never saw a view of him that looked like it was mean, aggressive, nasty, anything like that. And the reason I have some reasonable knowledge on this, because remember, Al Cowings, which was, I used to call him his bag boy, Al Cowings came in the year after O.J. got there as a number one draft choice. And, you know, they hung out together, and it was a case that, you know, they were all, both those guys were, you know, pretty high quality guys. They spoke well. They had, and O.J. always had a smile on his face. I mean, I never saw him, you know, absolutely horribly nasty to somebody. And if you ever watched him, he really was a guy with a sort of a bubbly personality. And I think that's what carried him so far when he was done with football, you know, into Hollywood, et cetera. Now, Carl, this is where, you know, what happens once you, I used to always say, and I still say it today, and it applies to young kids, whatever, you're as good as the people you run with. Mm. And I think, wouldn't you agree with me, Carl? You run with good people, and I even tell kids that are 14, 15, 16, Know who your friends are, and make sure your parents know who your friends are, because that's a major factor in the determination of the direction where you're going to go in life.
Man.
And I think you would agree with me 100% on that.
Yeah, absolutely. Hey, Mike, let's do this. We have fewer than 30 seconds left before we get to the break. So I'm going to hold you over if you're willing to stay.
No problem.
I'm speaking with Mike McBath, the former teammate and roommate of O.J. Simpson. And guys, I know this is a touchy subject. Some people love him, some people hate him. I'm just here to share the story of O.J. Simpson. Mike McBath giving us the information. We'll be back.
Do you or someone you love struggle with PTSD, anxiety, depression, insomnia, OCD, alcoholism, substance abuse disorder, autism, ADHD, brain fog, or traumatic brain injury? At Shasta Meadows Wellness Center, Dr. Taggart and his team offer safe, proven, and effective care, even for those resistant to typical medicine. Learn more about Shasta Meadows Wellness Center. They have IV ketamine or at-home oral ketamine. Ask about the state-of-the-art EEG-guided TMS therapy. This customized, safe, no-side-effect option is effective on a wide range of difficult-to-treat conditions. Visit us today at ShastaMeadowsWellness.com. Don't just get by. Get well.
Call to make an appointment for a free consultation. 530-444-8304. 530-444-8304. Shasta Meadows Wellness Center in Reading.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny with Shasta Gas Propane. It's been a while since I've cut a new radio spot, but I feel I need to issue a warning about energy prices during this fall winter. Just as Obama said after he was elected, elections have consequences. This winter, our country will suffer some of the consequences of the last election. I'm not a politician, but I am a businessman, and many of the decisions of this current administration will drastically affect energy prices this winter and going forward. Already, we are experiencing record high propane costs and prices. Remember, our motto at Shasta Gas Propane is, our customers are warm friends. We will treat you like friends this winter and do our best to help you through this high-priced winter. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Attention adventure seekers, save the date for the 30th annual Safari Club International Banquet hosted by the Reading Chapter of Safari Club International on April 27th at the Wind River Resort Center beginning at 5 p.m. Immerse yourself in the thrill of our auction featuring guns, hunting trips, equipment, and breathtaking artwork. Get ready for games and a drawing with fantastic prizes. For more details and tickets, visit sciredding.org. Join us for an unforgettable evening of camaraderie and conversation. See you there.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Smiling faces, sometimes. your friend.
This is the Officer Tatum Show on the Salem News Channel, on the Salem Podcast Network, and right here, right now.
All right, welcome back to the Officer Tatum Show. I'm your guest host, Carl Jackson, sitting in for the Officer Tatum. You can find me on all things social media at the Carl Jackson Show. I'm on X, I'm on Instagram, Facebook, True Social, wherever I am on social media. The Carl Jackson Show is where you can find me. Right now, I am joined by my guest, Mike McBath. He was a former teammate of O.J. Simpson when he was with the Buffalo Bills, and also a roommate, basically 4.5 years. And guys, let me just say this: listen, I have my opinions of O.J. I know you do too. You feel free to call in and share them. Mike is here to share a perspective that no one else is able to share, because no one else was a teammate of his that I know, and obviously roomed with O.J. Simpson for 4.5 years, so he was able to see aspects of O.J. and his personality that no one else has. Now, I'm of the belief that O.J. was guilty of the murder of Nicole Simpson and Ron Goldman. But Mike has some interesting takes on this issue, having known and been around OJ so much, and we were talking about some of them offline here, Mike. And why don't you tell the audience some of the stuff you were sharing, even with AC Cowlings, and just how close they were and what you witnessed with them?
Yeah, I mean, understanding the relationship between the two guys. Remember, they went through college together. You know, it wasn't like they just met at the Buffalo Bills. You know, they both played at USC. They were both superstars. I wouldn't even be surprised, and I'm not positive about this, if they even went to the same high school together. But they were, I think, both from San Francisco, you know, from that one area. And but the point was, they were more than just casual friends, more than just close friends. They were like buddy, buddy, buddy. Right. And to this day, if you ask me, I would have to believe, if anybody knows the answer to this clue, it would probably be Al. Because, remember, he was, who drove the white Bronco?
Right.
Al Cowlings.
Right.
Who was with O.J. every time you looked at a film clip? Al Cowlings.
Wow.
Who was with him through all the training camps? Who was with him in most of the off season? Who participated in a number of movies with him? Al Cowlings. So I think if there's one person, because I don't trust attorneys anyway, I think if there was one person, it might be Al Cowlings. Who knows?
Now, and let me explain what we were talking about during the break. Mike, having spent so much time with O.J. Simpson, you say it is, where I come from, the perspective, just looking at the evidence and the data and the stuff that I read, there's other stories out there. This could have been his son, so on, et cetera, that murdered, Nicole Simpson and Ron Goldman. And based upon what you saw of O.J. Simpson, it's harder for you to picture him as this murderer that probably most people do.
Yeah, I mean, I actually say this and facetiously, but in my own mind, I believe it. If somebody would have come up to me, you know, before I knew what took place, and said to me, Mike, one of your teammates killed this guy, right? Mm. Now, I could think, well, probably, you know, these guys are pretty rough characters. You know, I could probably think about four or five that might have filled the slot. So I sit there, and when I go, O.J. Simpson, what? You know, I mean, in other words, that was the rush of reaction that came back to me.
Hmm.
And because, you know, some of these people, be careful.
Right,
you know,
right.
What I mean? But the reality of it is, that came back to me, you know, in the sense that I just can't envision a guy, because remember, in an NFL team, like, you know, after the game on Sunday, and usually Tuesday night, you have a big party at a local tavern, and you know how the players drink together and all this stuff and everything. I mean, you know, with that many years with the guy, and I will correct one thing. I was a roommate on away games,
okay.
You know what I mean? Some of the, which doesn't mean anything, because I'm around him the whole time. And then just like a Tuesday night thing. You would think, particularly when people imbibe a little bit and, you know, professional athletes, that you would see a lot of the cracks in the guy's personality if he was leaning that direction. You know, because I've seen guys that are, you know, pretty aggressive.
Right.
You know what I mean? In the sense that, be careful.
Right. No, I mean.
And I never saw that with the guy.
It's crazy. Listen, Mike, can you stay one more segment with us? We got to get out. One more segment.
Okay. One more.
All right. We'll be back with Mike McBath.
We all know that aches and pains come with getting older, but it doesn't mean that you have to accept it. That's why I want to tell you about Leah from Ohio and her Relief Factor story. Leah was sitting on her couch in so much pain that she was literally in tears. That's when she decided to try Relief Factor. In just 8 days, she found relief, and she continued to get better and better. She says, "I truly am amazed at this product." And like Leah, I was amazed at how well Relief Factor works. If you are living with aches and pains, see how Relief Factor, a daily drug-free supplement, can help you feel and live better every day. Every day. Developed by doctors, Relief Factor truly has helped so many people take back their lives. Relief Factor helps support your body's natural response to inflammation. So get started. Try the Relief Factor 3-Week Quick Start Kit. It's only $19.95 and comes with a feel better or your money back guarantee. Visit ReliefFactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF. That is 1-800-4-RELIEF.
Are you retired and struggling financially? If you own your home, you could turn your home's equity into financial freedom. Hi, I'm Andrew Del Rey.
And I'm Todd Avakian with Sierra Pacific Mortgage. A reverse mortgage gives you the cash you need while you continue to live in your home. We recently helped an elderly man barely surviving on his Social Security income. Alone and facing foreclosure, he was afraid he'd end up on the streets.
But he had a lot of equity in his home. So we put the pieces together, cleared the challenges, and got his reverse mortgage funded before his foreclosure deadline. Now he's living comfortably, enjoying his golden years.
It was one of the most heartfelt experiences of our career. To find out if a reverse mortgage is right for you, give us a call. There's no obligation, just information. We're here to help make your life better. Call Sierra Pacific Mortgage at 888-888-1172. That's 888-888-1172. Or visit us online at andrewandtodd.com.
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel has a full-service organization with departments staffed with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is Susan Eastman, financial advisor, Stifel Nicolaus. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Give me a call at 530-244-7199. Again, 530-244-7199.
But join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, for North State Now, the first Thursday right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
Live
live in the pain-free ReliefFactor.com studios. This is the Officer Tatum Show.
All right, welcome back to the Officer Tatum Show. Chris, Mike, Bruce, don't go anywhere. Mike is joining us for the last segment. I'm speaking with Mike McBath. He was a teammate of O.J., was a roommate to O.J. Simpson for 4.5 years at away games. Mike, you said there was another story, if I recall, that you wanted to share
well,
with the audience.
Well, you know, just, again, I call it the evolution of the issue is, you know, about 8 years, I don't know, six, seven, 8 years ago, they had an NFL former players convention out in Las Vegas. And now remember, when O.J. got out, he didn't come to Florida. He was in Las Vegas. So we're out there, and one of our fellows calls him up. Here we go. And talks to him, and he said, well, look, how many former Bills are at this event? And I think there was about four, right? So all four of us were going to go, and he was going to pick us up. And unfortunately for me, because I was president of the Player Association, I had a meeting, so I couldn't go, but the other three guys did. So he picks him up. I think he was in a Bentley. Not bad, right?
Yeah.
And this is after being in the big house. And then he goes out to his house in Las Vegas. They said, you know, this was in the $1 million range, you know, or higher, meaning, you know, one, two, three.
Right.
I don't know how real estate, I don't want to sound like Donald Trump when they accuse me of appraising real estate right now. But it was, let's say, a rather nice house. And, I said to him, when you guys got together with him, because they hadn't seen him in years, did you talk about anything, you know, risque or however you want to term it? They said, no, it was just sort of like, you know, the day's a beautiful day and, you know, what's going on at the convention and all that. And then I said, did you guys go to dinner? They go, yeah. I said, that's interesting. Did you go to a nice place? Oh, yeah, we went to a real nice place. Uh-huh. How was he reacted to when he walked into the restaurant? Did people go, ew, it's him? Or what'd they do? And you know what they all said? The people ran up, wanted his autograph.
That is so, I mean, it's fascinating. It's a fascinating take. It's a little weird take. I'm a data-driven person, so I'm like, okay, evidence. But mm-hmm. And then, I mean, obviously there's, and you said too, I asked you, and again, I'm speaking with Mike McBath, co-host of the American Adversaries, AmericanAdversaries.com, AmericanAdversaries.com, again, teammate of O.J. Simpson during the Buffalo Bills era. You said you never heard, you never even heard anything from anyone about his behavior or violent behavior or anything that would lead to that. Now, obviously, there were 911 calls with Nicole. So that exists, but you never heard anything of the sort.
Right. Not with, let's say, my relationship of being with him at certain times, et cetera.
Okay.
Now, I can say that the reality of it is, you know, if he were involved with drugs, you know, I wouldn't know to any great extent. And the problem is, Nicole, remember, what was the Faye Resnick hung out with?
Right,
you remember
right.
that
yes,
character, right?
Right, yes,
she
I do.
Was not pure as snow. And, you know, I still say it's that old, maybe, you know, he got weighed down, you know, in the wrong way, running with these Hollywood women, and maybe you just have a major altering, you know, of one's personality and one's, I call, goals and objectives. And maybe that took place.
Yeah.
But I would say, you know, for a long period, and I think it's hard to find people who would have said he was a rotten, violent bum before they had ever heard about this murder. I mean, I don't remember many people writing and, oh, I saw O.J. and he was at a party and he beat up five people or he was smashed on a... You didn't hear... How much negativity did you hear about the guy prior?
Yeah, I mean, obviously he was able to get... I mean, I remember him having the commercials with Hertz. Obviously he became a movie star in the sense of Naked
right.
Gun. Naked Gun 2.5. I'm looking at
right.
the list. From the files of the police Squad, So he was able to do several films, The Towering Inferno, and that was all, based upon he was just a likable guy, and so he was able to transition from the NFL to acting because people absolutely loved him. But I have a hard time, Mike, because I'm like, when I looked at that evidence, I remember back in the day watching that trial, and I was in a room. I would always be watching it with black people, and everybody was like, oh, man, come on. They're just trying to get him. And I was listening to the evidence, and I was like, hey, he's guilty of sin.
No, I mean, I know what you said, and I just wonder if he walked in on a bad issue.
I got you.
And tried to take the rap and sent the other party on its way.
Because there were rumors that perhaps his son had been involved in the murder.
And, you know, those rumors still exist. You know, they haven't disappeared. And, again, I mean, I always reference somebody that, you know, over the years, because I'd run into him, you know, at different times, not in the recent, not much other than out in the NFL convention out in Las Vegas, but, you know, prior to the situation. And, you know, he was always a gentleman, and, you know, and I think anybody who ever met him before they had this situation occur, not many people were ever very harsh about him, you know, being, you know, not the type of guy you'd want to hang around.
Yeah.
And I think what got him through a lot of things was, which gets a lot of people through things who are smart, he always talked with a smile. And boy, that carries you a long way.
Man.
And a lot of people ought to pay attention to that, too. Maybe some of these scumbag attorneys that are in this Trump thing ought to pay attention to it. But, you know, don't you think so?
I mean,
really, if I had to take, like, that Jack Smith guy, what do you think I would think of that guy? You wouldn't want to hear my description.
Right.
You know
right.
what I mean? He's not a likable guy. He's a loser. You know what I mean? So, you know, just from the experience of what I had, the only thing, too, I feel bad about is when the Bills have, like, Alumni Day, they do something like that every year, every other year, they do not mention O.J.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? In other words, he is banished.
Yeah.
So I guess, obviously, we know what they think, and I don't think they've never reinstated anything, you know, in essence, involving him.
All right.
So there it is.
All right. Mike McBath, AmericanAdversaries.com. You can listen to Mike Monday through Friday with American Adversaries. Appreciate you, Mike.
Thank you.
Did you say, what'd you say? Oh, I'm sorry. We still have a minute. All right. So that was Mike McBath.
And paid for by America First Tax Group. Attention. If you or your business is behind in filing your tax returns, or if you owe over $10,000 in back taxes to the IRS, please listen carefully. The IRS does not joke around and will not stop their collection efforts. If you're tired of the IRS letters, levies, liens, or wage garnishments and would like to get a fresh start, we can help. Due to the financial hardships in the country, the IRS is making it easier than ever to settle tax problems for those who owe more than $10,000. We can help settle your delinquent tax problems, end all collections, and may even reduce your back taxes significantly. Even if you can't afford to pay your back taxes, you can still get the help you need. We've helped thousands of taxpayers just like you, but you must call 800-852-3467 today to stop your tax problem from getting worse. The information is free, and the help is real. Call 800-852-3467. That's 800-852-3467. Again, 800-852-3467.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you can do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We all know that aches and pains come with simply getting older.
but it doesn't mean you have to accept it. That's why I want to tell you about a special lady, Leah from Ohio, and her relief factor story. One Sunday, Leah was sitting on the couch in so much pain, she was literally in tears. That's when she decided to try Relief Factor. Just 8 days later, she found relief, and she continued to get better and better. To quote her, she said, "I am truly amazed at this product. Like me, who after 9, almost 10 years, almost a decade of low back pain, lost that pain thanks to Relief Factor. If you're living with aches and pain, see how Relief Factor, a daily drug-free supplement, could help you feel and live better every day. Get the 3-week quick starter pack at relieffactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF. It all comes with a feel better or your money back guarantee. That number, 1-800, the number 4, relief, relieffactor.com.
Back to the Officer Tatum Show. I'm your guest host, Carl Jackson, sitting in for the Officer Tatum. Guys, listen, I know there's people out there that totally hate OJ's guts. I mean, you can see it all on X, you know. So I understand that. And then there's people that are going to still be skeptical and still have fun memories of OJ Simpson. For me, I am more of just a I'm just an evidence database type guy. So I looked at OJ Simpson and I'm like, man, this is a guy that I revere, definitely, you know, my father and growing up and just seeing all the positivity around them, commercials and so on, etc. But then when I watched the trial, for me, I was like, this guy's guilty. It's just it was hard for me not to think otherwise. But I mean, when you get somebody like Mike McBath that was literally around the guy for 4.5 years, pretty frequently, you know, it's a different story. But, I am one of those people that believes he did it. That's me. But I understand, Mike's perspective where he's like, dude, I'm just telling you, he probably did it, but I'm telling you, it's still hard to believe for me because he knew OJ on a different level. He was also the president of the NFL Players Association, Retired Players Association. So it's not like he doesn't have relationships with these guys. All right. Let's go to Chris. Chris is in Mississippi. Chris, welcome to the Officer Tatum Show. You got the mic.
Hey, thanks for taking my call. My name's actually Carl Christopher. My oldest boy is Justin Carl. My baby boy's Eric Carl. And I was calling you about something else, but OJ's come up, and my wedding rehearsal night, that's when he was fleeing in a white Bronco. But what I was calling you about is the gun law that they're passing. Yeah. I'm not understanding it. I go to a lot of gun shows. Everybody there has to be a dealer and has to have their license, and you have to go through a background check. It reminds me of Fast and the Furious.
Yeah, and I got to tell you, listen. Go ahead, Chris. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, you're good. I was listening. I'm confused on this. What are they? Are they talking about people outside in the parking lot selling the fentanyl and everything, just selling the weapons? I'm confused on this because ever since I've been, when you go and buy a weapon. Unless you buy it from a buddy or something, you have to go through a background check.
Chris, listen. You asked the perfect question. This is a catch-all. Yes, they're looking for private sellers. They're looking for, like I explained, they're looking for people like me that sold a firearm before. They're looking for the dad that's passing his firearms down to his son or to his daughter. That's who they're looking for. That's who they're trying to, they want a complete dragnet, essentially, is what I'm trying to say. And they've actually already passed it. These people are coming for your guns. They want control, and they don't want you to be able to defend yourself. We'll be back.
Hi, Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day, I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best-tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best. Mount Shasta spring water.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.